Monday, 26th week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 1 to 8. This word of the Lord of hosts came, thus say the Lord of hosts, I am instantly zealous for Zion, stirred to zealous wrath for her. Thus say the Lord, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell within Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, O men and O women, ache with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus say the Lord of hosts, even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also, say the Lord of hosts. Thus say the Lord of hosts, Lo, I will rescue my people from the land of the rising sun, and from the land of the setting sun. I will bring them back to dwell within Jerusalem. They shall be my people. I will be their God with faithfulness and justice. A Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verses 46 to 50. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receive the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all you is the one who is the greatest. Then John said in reply, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he did not follow in our company. Jesus said to him, Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Learn to sacrifice to serve others. Today's readings pay a special attention to sacrifice oneself to serve others' needs. In the first reading, the prophet Zechariah advised the Israelites to believe in God's love for them, so that they can concentrate on the building of the peaceful Jerusalem. In the Gospel, Jesus showed his disciples the way to become the greatest in heaven, that is, to become the least and to serve children. Second analysis. The first reading. The vision of the peaceful Jerusalem. First point. The confident city shall be established on the holy mountain of God. The RSV translation confused between the past, present, and future in the second verse. Therefore, it cannot express the meaning of Zechariah's oracle. These two verses must be translated and analyzed as follows. First, the second verse is what happened in the past. Thus said the Lord of hosts, I was zealous for Zion and with great jealousy, and I was zealous for her with great fury. The Septuagint put the two verbs in the aorist tense. The MT put the two verbs in the PL tense. This verse reminds the Israelites the reason of their exile. They called the Lord God zealous with fury because of their life without him and their injustice with others. Second, the third verse is what will be in the future. Thus say the Lord, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell within Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Both the Septuagint and the Masoretic text put the three verbs in the future tense. This verb wants to say to people that if they recognize and repent their sin, God will continue his relationship with them. Jerusalem city and Zion mountain are two symbols for this good relationship. Jerusalem will be called the faithful city, and Mount Zion shall be called the holy mountain where the Lord of hosts dwells. Second point, Jerusalem city will be the place of God's people in the peaceful time. Third, the sign of the peaceful time. Thus say the Lord of hosts, O men and O women, is with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the street of Jerusalem. The city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. In war, not many people reached their old age because they were died in fighting to protect their country. But in peaceful time, there will be lot of old men and women walking in the Jerusalem city or playing cards in the public garden. One more sign of peaceful time is the presence of many boys and girls playing in Jerusalem streets. In war, many mothers could not have children because of the absence of fathers. But when war ended, many children will appear and play in all streets. Second, the peaceful Jerusalem can be achieved at the beginning when the Israelites came back from the exile. Not many people thought about the peaceful Jerusalem because they had to face ruins, financial hardship, and threats from surrounding enemies. The prophet Zechariah must encourage the people by God's oracle. Thus say the Lord of hosts, even if this would seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, Shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also, saith the Lord of hosts? What seems impossible to man, it always possible to God's power. He who act on the Israelites' minds, who were scattered every place, so that they would come back and dwell in Jerusalem to continue their relationship with God in faithfulness and in justice. Second, the gospel. Who is the least among you? That one is the greatest. Third point. The desire of vain glory, power, and material gains. Today's report continues yesterday's report, which is about Jesus' second for wondering about his passion. The disciples reacted by arguing among them to find out who is the greatest among them. These desires are not only existed among the disciples, but also happened everywhere and every time. Most people want to have one or all three of them. Let us examine every one of them. First, vainglory. This is the tendency to become famous or to be known by many. We will not mention the people who are deservedly to be known and praised because of their useful works. There are some who have neither talents nor virtues, but want to be well-known. The people only do what are important, only walk before others' presence, or make noise to draw people's attention when they walk. The people can also find a way to debase others, so they will look better or falsify good intentions of others. Second, power. This is the tendency to give a command, not to take a command from anyone. We will not mention those who must yield their power to govern people in justice and love. There are some who use their power to command others to serve them, to treat others unjustly, or to find financial gains for themselves. Third, material gains. This tendency is hidden in two above tendencies. We would not mention those who work hard. Their material gains are reasonable. There are some who want to have material gains by any cost, such as bribery or using their power to take away what belongs to others. Second point, the right way to become the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, whoever receives this child in my name, receive me, and whoever receives me, receive the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest. Children have nothing to pay back to adults. They have no glory, nor power, nor material things to give to adults. In opposition, They entirely rely on parents, big brothers and sisters, teachers, etc., to teach, to feed, and to protect them. There are two main reasons why we should serve them for free. First, God will compensate us for what we have done for them. Jesus is clearly in connecting the serving of children and those in need with the serving of Him and God. And those who refuse to serve the people, refuse to serve Him and God. In other place, Jesus said that, if one who serves only those who can reward them, God does not have to reward them, because they already got their reward from people. But if one chose to serve those who had nothing to pay back, God will compensate for them. When God pays back, it is much more than what one expects. Therefore, we should help those who had nothing to pay back. Second, if we receive for free, give up for free. When we entered this world, we did not bring anything with us, and when we will get out, we will not bring with us anything. All what we have are from God, our parents, and those who lived before us. We cannot pay back to God, because He does not need anything from men. Not many of us have the opportunity to pay back to our parents and those before us. The only thing we can do is to help future generations to grow healthy, to love God, and to keep His commandments. Application in life. We must live a right relationship with God and others to have a true peace and happiness. If not, war, exile, and suffering will certainly happen. Since we receive love and care from God, parents, and former generations, we must also sacrifice ourselves to serve future generations. Amen.